The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came home with his disciples. Again, the crowd gathered, making it impossible for them even to eat. When his relatives heard of this, they set out to seize him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." The scribes who had come from Jerusalem said, "He is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons he drives out demons." Summoning them, he began to speak to them in parables. "How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. That is the end of him. But no one can enter a strong man's house to plunder his property unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can plunder the house. Amen, I say to you, all sins and all blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven them. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. For they have said, 'He has an unclean spirit.'" His mother and his brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent word to him and called him. A crowd seated around him and told him, "Your mother and your brothers and your sisters were outside asking for you." But he said to them in reply, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking around at those seated in the circle, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. So as I foreshadowed, the readings today are rich and colorful. There's the forbidden fruits, there are serpents, there are sins against the Holy Spirit, and there are people being called crazy and prince of darkness. But yet, as I will share, my experience at Holy Family here for the past 5 years is even more colorful and rich and meaningful. As some of you may know, I've been here working with Holy Family on a part-time basis for the past 5 years. First with the Ignatian Prayer Series, and then later with the Trinity Young Adult Ministries. Tremendously blessed time. Let me explain. Have you ever experienced something so incredibly wonderful that you have to pinch yourself and say, "Oh, this is too good to be true. How can this be?" This is the experience of the people in today's gospel. People kept coming to Jesus over time. He doesn't even have time to eat because they were drawn by his capacity to free them from whatever ails them, whatever enslaves them, whatever keeps them down. And this spread like a wildfire that they kept coming to him, so much that his relatives said, "Whatever he's doing, he must be out of his mind, like crazy, muy loco." And then the scribe said, "Oh, he must be possessed by the demon," not just the demon, Satan. And Jesus takes the argument and he spins. He says this, "If I am Satan, why would I pick on my own people? Why would I divide my own forces? And if I'm not Satan, just like someone who wants to rob a house must be more powerful than the strongest person in that house. If I could tie up Satan, who am I? And he puts it there. And when he talks about the sin of the Holy Spirit, he means that seeing the powerful fruit, the powerful living force of God in the world, and say, that is Satan. Not only to doubt the great liberating power of God, but to go against it. That is the sin of the Holy Spirit. So if you are a member of Trinity Ministry, or if you have experienced any of the Ignatian prayer series, would you stand up? A lot of you are gone, but enough of you are here. Thank you. Keep standing for a bit. My experience in this past 5 years has been at the 5:30 Mass, but particularly with a lot of Trinity people and the people who've been part of Ignatian prayer series. And I can witness that I've seen lives transform and change. Lives touched by the same power of the gospel for today. You can sit down, please. Now, these people, and a number of these people, a number of you, were all ordinary people. And by ordinary people living in contemporary world, we are seduced by five powerful values. People call it the five P's. That success and happiness is gained by power, by prestige, by popularity, and by pleasure, particularly a certain kind of pleasure, even called pornography. So in our world, power, prestige, popularity, possessions, and pleasure, specifically pornography, enslaves a lot of us, whether we care to admit it or not. And in these 5 years at Holy Family, I've seen these shackles, I've seen these powers fall off from people. Some of the people who stand up and many others among you. And these are ordinary people, and we're not perfect people. So I've seen healing of past hurts and pain for years and decades being freed. I've seen forgiveness from family members, from others, the Holy Family, begin to happen. I've seen the greatest fears fall off. I've seen people who were afraid to be themselves begin to be themselves and take the courage to be who they are. I've seen people falling in love with God, not so much like the Jesus freaks that sometimes we say, but ordinary people who have ordinary situations, who struggle ordinarily, but live with a staunch faith. I've seen this over and over again. And for some people, it's the first time in their life. For some people, it's a reawakening, for a renewal, a reignited. Again and again and again. And I've seen this. And this is what, like the gospel, people are drawn to Jesus. And even themselves said, oh my gosh, this is too good to be true. People who, like in the first reading, could say, oh, you know, people who could say, not from their head, but from their heart, like the responsorial psalm, with the Lord there's mercy and fullness of redemption. Or later on in the same psalm, I trust in the Lord, my soul trusts in God's word. And these same people would say, like St. Paul in the second reading, even although our outer selves are being wasting away, our inner self has been renewed day by day. Like a transformation of a caterpillar into a cocoon, into a beautiful, unique butterfly. And this is the power of God. Now, we've seen a lot of superhero movies. It's all over. And many superhero movies and movies who deal with the struggle between good and evil is that good oftentimes wipes out evil. And Jesus' power, God's power, not quite the same way, because Jesus doesn't eradicate evil. He embraces evil. And evil continues to remain in the world and even within each of us. But what is God's power? It's not a power over, it's a power with. God is with us. God is suffering with us. God walks with us. God leads us into greater life. And from the forces that has once enslaved us, now may affect us, but cannot keep us down again. Because God's power doesn't take away our suffering. But God's power and Jesus' power removes that which enslaves us and is stronger than our greatest fears, so that we, even with fear, could follow where God leads, could fulfill God's will. Another thing I've experienced in the past 5 years with all of you, with many of you, is on retreats or in prayer series, people in small groups say this: oh my goodness, this small group, the bond we have, the closeness we have, the vulnerability, the truth speaking, the encouragement, the support. Some of these bonds are closer than blood ties. And this is what Jesus means when he says, who are my mother? Who are my sister? Who are my brothers? We met near Father's Day, we want to add also, who are my fathers? And Jesus, looking at people who are bonded by the willingness to do God's will, even though we remain beset with weakness, even though we still fall at times, but we believe that the power of God's love, the power with that Jesus display, is greater than our greatest fear, is stronger than any bond that has kept us or can keep us down. And so, who are my brothers, my mothers, my sister, my father? Here is my father, my mother, my sister, my brother. A bond of people willing to risk God's will for their life, stronger than any blood, ethnic bond. And so St. Paul concludes the second reading with, everything is indeed for you, so that the grace bestowed in abundance, so more and more people may cause the thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. That is why St. Paul says emphatically, I believe, therefore I speak. In my past 5 years with you, what I've seen, the overflowing of abundant grace in many of your life, gives cause to overflow to God's glory. And so I believe, therefore I speak. So do you believe? Do you believe that the power with of God in Jesus can free you from enslavement to power, over to prestige, to popularity, to possession, to pleasure, self-seeking like pornography? Do you believe that? If you believe it, will you stand? feel, give yourself the freedom not to stand, it's okay. Or even, let me ask you this, are you willing to believe it? I've only been here for the past 5 years, and I've seen this transforming power to this Holy Family community. And though the Pew study says that young people and young families don't go to church, with this belief in God, you have the power to be such a force in the world so that Holy Family can even become more than before, a spiritual home for young people, for young family. I'm going to ask us to close our eyes and ask us, God, for the grace, a grace which is in the gospel. Can you repeat after me? Lord Jesus, I believe. Help my unbelief. May I trust in your power with to free me, to free us from those P values of the world.